Carly, dándome el cachuchazo ahorita, ¿no?
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm speaking Guadalupe Iglesias.
Guadalupe, who is this, please?
Yes, my name is Jay, and I'm calling on behalf of Alpha. And the reason for my call is that we're offering homeowners in your area a free solar consultation. Do you have a few minutes sometime this week for us to stop by?
I don't have the time, first of all, because my son works, and he has the power of attorney. He has the power of eternity over me.
Okay.
So I just have to wait till he's ready.
I mean, we could stop by anytime from 12 noon to 10 p.m. Monday through Sunday. It would just take less than 30 minutes. Do you know when he stops by? Maybe comes home. Maybe we could set up an appointment.
Well, he works for AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
He's been working almost 10 years there.
Okay.
So, you know. He's the one that's in charge of all that.
Or how about if I call him? Maybe I'll talk to him and see if he's interested directly, or should I call back later on today?
No, because he's not going to be here. He goes to work from 5 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon, and then
okay.
He goes to bed. So I don't
maybe
know.
We could be there around 4, 5, 7 p.m.
But, you know, the thing is that he's not going to be around. We'll see.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Son is not going to be around. But anyway, he works. He gets off at 3 o'clock. He goes in at 5 o'clock in the morning, and he gets off at 3.
Okay. Is he there like by 4? Maybe we can catch him by there?
No, he's
or on the weekends?
No weekends for him.
Oh.
How's that saying? No tears from how does that count? Can't remember it. Anyway, yeah. But
that's
no,
difficult.
He works. He started when he was young working for AT&T in San Jose. And then we moved over here. But my son has done stuff to the house, you know, which he's been painting and doing all this stuff. But
has he ever talked about solar panels, maybe?
Oh, yeah. He's talked about certain solar panels. He's just not interested in them. I don't know.
Oh, you don't think
I
so?
I don't think so. No, because, you know, I tell him, you know, I'm interested, but he's not. So I have to wait. You know, my husband passed away.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so am I. My husband passed away. Almost 4 years ago.
Oh, wow. Due to COVID, maybe?
Hmm?
COVID?
COVID? No, nothing. No.
Oh, okay.
No COVID, no nothing. So, are you from San Jose?
No, we're from Las Vegas.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Nice place. Yeah.
But maybe, when's his day off? Maybe we could catch him then, or...
I don't know when he stays off because he's
on call. He just works every day. Wow.
He works from 5 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah. And then what time does he get home? Like, he lives there or no?
No, this is his house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he lives here. This is his house. Yeah. But
does he usually get there around maybe like 4 or 5?
No, because he leaves in the morning very early. And he comes home very late, especially when it's snowing. Sometimes, you know, the semis get full of snow up there, and that, you know, it starts traffic, and so I don't know. I don't know if he'll, you know, be interested in it. But
yeah, because our specialists, they do in you know, like the appointments up to like 10 p.m. like Monday through Sunday. Maybe we could like show up around 7 or 8 p.m. It would just take less than 30 minutes just to
and
let him know.
What are you going to be doing?
I'm just giving him like paperwork and telling him how we work and where we put the solar panels and
no, he doesn't work with solar panel. He doesn't do that.
Oh, yeah.
We do. Well, I know, but we've been there all day long and all night long, and he doesn't get home sometimes, you know, really late, you know, which he gets, like I said, he leaves the house at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, 5 in the morning.
Yeah, and he doesn't come back. He comes back from work at 3:30. Every day. But I don't know about, you know, I don't know what his...
Yeah, because this is just a free consultation to let him know about our services. There is no, like, oh, we show up and you have to sign. No, we just tell you, hey, you know, it could be of good use to put solar panels and let them know how it will help you guys out in the long run. There's nothing really, there is no side to it. There's no nothing bad about solar panels.
Oh, yeah, and where are you calling me from?
Las Vegas, ma'am, sorry. But we're using like a caller. I do not know where the number is showing up as.
Oh, okay. I don't know either.
Yeah, we're in Las Vegas.
Good.
So maybe you think he would be there like we could do Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Well, you know, whatever. I don't know because, you know, you would have to talk to him first because this is
okay.
His house.
Yeah, of course. I understand.
I just live in it. But, yeah.
Well, how about if I could get his number? Do you have it handy? I could talk to him.
I don't have, because he has a list of numbers, you know.
Oh.
So I have no idea, and he's not here. He just left.
Okay.
Okay, and who are you?
My name is Jay, and the name of our company is called Alpha.
Oh, Alpha.
Solar Panel? Yes, Alpha Solar Panels.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is that my son is kind of old-fashioned, and he's not really into the panels. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that
I don't mind. I don't mind if, you know, like I said,
mm-hmm.
He goes in at 5 o'clock, but usually by 3:30, he's home, hopefully.
Okay. You think maybe we could just show up, hopefully we catch him and talk to him about the solar panels?
I don't know, because he's been under a lot. He drives the AT&T semis.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a big responsibility. I used to be a truck driver myself.
Uh-huh.
I used to drive all over, like, from Vegas to New Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he drives all over, too, especially when it's snowing up there. And it's really steep to go up that hill that's there. And so, yeah. But he worked he knows about the paneling, but I don't know about other stuff.
Yeah, he's interested.
Yeah, he, and his birthday is tomorrow.
Oh. Well, happy future birthday to him, and I know it sounds like you're a very proud mom.
Yes, my kids are the love of my life.
There you go.
There I go.
All right.
Do you live here in Nevada? Or?
Yes, like I live in Vegas.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah. Like South Vegas, kind of like where the Bat Stadium is, but we still try to live and work.
Oh, yeah, we'll be fine. Don't worry. I was really, really afraid the first time that he was driving the trucks, the semi-trucks.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing fine. He's fine. He's driving.
It's nerve-wracking, especially for us, but then, you know, families.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, because it's a very dangerous, one of the most dangerous jobs.
It is. Yeah, well, he worked for AT&T for 9 years, and then they offered him a job. Well, still with AT&T, you know, but driving. But that's that's him. You know, that's what he wants.
I work for CR England and Swift. Have you heard of them?
I'm sorry?
CR England and Swift. I don't know if you ever seen them, the trucks on the freeway.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I used to do.
Yeah, we have a big family in San Jose, so, you know, we usually have, you know, like dinners or something, you know. But he still is at work, you know, so he doesn't get here till, I want to say, till 3:30 or 4.
Okay. How about if we show up, like, Friday or Saturday, just to see if we could catch him?
No, that's not something he would do, you know.
Oh.
You know,
Or how about I call later on, let's see if I could catch him and maybe talk to him? Or is this your personal phone?
No, this is my call. This is, you know, they call me.
Oh, okay.
No, he's fine. His birthday was, is going to be this Monday.
Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Guadalupe, has been a pleasure.
No, my name is not Guadalupe.
Oh, it's not?
No. You know what? My daughter has her name because, we were living in San Jose.
Oh, okay. In New Mexico or?
No, San Jose, California.
San Jose, California.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like a little bit far off.
My dad never really liked it over there, so he came.
Yeah, it's kind of bad.
He applied and everything, and he's driving a semi, and so he's okay. And you know, it was very hard for me to understand that because I could see, you know, that it was so slick, you know, and he's driving that, and I says, you know what? Get something else, because he worked for AT&T.
Yeah.
Putting in the lights in the casinos and stuff.
Oh wow! He's loaded with work.
It was he would get off work and you know he would get out tired. I'm not gonna lie, you know and. He'd come home and says, Mom, I'm hungry. And I go, you're always hungry. But anyway, I said, I'll fix you something. He goes, okay. And I said, okay. So I made him some frijolitos and
And how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I'm old.
What, like 50, 40s, 50?
40, 50? No. How about 90?
Oh, wow. No way.
Yeah.
You didn't even sound that old.
No, I'm going to be.
No way.
Yes, I'm going to be that age. But I'm happy. Kids are great.
No, it sounds like you. Yeah, you're very alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my daughter, I have a daughter that has been working since she was 18 at Renown. And my son's been working for the casinos, putting up the lights, you know.
No, that's a business.
Machines and stuff, yeah. But he did a lot of the work, you know, with the lights. They did to set up the machines, you know. So they had to put lights inside, you know. So he's been doing that for a while. But I always have that thing in my throat that, oh, my God, please come home safe, you know. But
yeah, of course, always.
Yeah. Are you from San Jose or?
No, actually, I'm from closer to L.A.
L.A.? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I live in Vegas now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but I grew up in, I don't know if you ever heard, by the Pasadena, by the Rose Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of by there.
Yeah. Oh, good. But you get to enjoy it, don't you?
Yeah, I went there a couple of times in my youth.
Yeah.
Well, I'm 51 now.
Yeah. You have any kids?
Yeah, I got two daughters. I mean.
Oh, you do?
Not much to enjoy. Going like that, but yeah, there's a lot of things to do. Like we go to the Hoover Dam, You know, like Havasu Lake and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, my husband passed away. He passed away 4 years ago. And
must have been hard, huh?
Oh my God, it's still hard. He was he was very, very Mexicano.
Yeah.
He was, you know, he was somebody that would make you laugh for no reason. And then he'd get the boys together and they'd start a bonfire in the backyard and they'd barbecue. And I'd tell him, okay, guys, it's over. Why, Mom? Why? And I go, what do you mean, why? It's already late. And they would, you know, and then my son, my husband, you know what he would do to the boys? He would buy them cigars.
Oh, wow, cigars.
Yeah, nice. And and they would sit around the bonfire and smoke cigars. Oh, no.
How old is your son, by the way?
That's my son that I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, how old is he?
He just turned 50, I want to say 55.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's my only son. No, I have two sons, yeah.
Well, he's your favorite, what I can tell.
Yeah, and three daughters. I have three daughters.
Oh,
one
okay.
of them is a pain in the butt.
And there's always one.
Yeah, she works for a renowned hospital. She started there at 18, when she was 18. And then she moved back over here to Reno. Not Reno, but, you know, part of it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I like it here. I was very disappointed when we moved here because all our family and all my friends were over there.
In San Jose?
Yes.
Yeah, but San Jose is kind of bad. I mean,
it is. Oh, I know. I know it is, you know. But hopefully things will get better.
Hopefully. But
oh, did you hear the Trump resign?
What? Yeah. Huh?
Oh my God, he did.
He did what?
He resigned. He's no longer going to be president.
But he won.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he won.
Where
he won by a landslide.
Really?
Yeah, like almost all the states voted for him.
Yeah. I don't know. There was something about that man that I could not adjust. You know,
he said that the first law he's going to pass is where he's president forever and ever. And like a dictator type of shit, yeah.
Yeah, well, he would be a great dictator, but no way. I'll go back to New Mexico if I have to.
Yeah, that's a lot of what a lot of people are saying. They're going to leave the country for it.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, and I was surprised because I was watching this morning and I was really shocked because my son had gone out to put gas in his truck and I thought, oh my God, no. I don't want him to go on that little path that's up there. And you know, those trailers are long.
Oh yeah, and then going up that path is very dangerous.
Oh, I know, and he drives it. He drives it, and I tell him, Mijito, why don't you do something else? He goes, well, no, Mom, I got it. I've been working for a while. You know, I mean, I'm not going to go back and forth. And I go, I know, son, I know. But he's good. He's the love of my life, like my husband has always been the love of my life, and I lost him.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I gotta go. Let's see if I can catch your son maybe some other time.
Sure.
But I'll call you some other day. Hopefully we can catch him. And you have yourself a lovely day, okay?
You too. And what was your name?
Jay.
Jay. Okay, Jay. Yes. You have a great
With
day.
With Alpha. You too, ma'am.
And have God bless you.
And what was your name?
My name, I'll give you, I don't have a pretty name, so... My great-grandmother from New Mexico, she named me when I was born.
Oh, and, wow.
Yeah, when I was born, my great-grandmother in New Mexico in Albuquerque, she named me, and she gave me the name. My first name was Marcela.
Okay. Marcela.
Marcella, yeah. And then I have an uncle that's very Hispanic, very, very Mexican, and he what he does is he'll go, Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I go, yeah, I know. But almost all my family is from New Mexico. I had a lot of
from New Mexico, okay.
Yeah, I had a lot of uncles that went to the wars. You know, World War One, World War Two, and
World War One and Two. Wow.
Yeah, they went to those, and I was always freaked out. I had a really nice uncle, and he always used to scare me. And he used to tell me, "Well, if you don't behave yourself, I'm not going to let you use the gun." And I thought, "Oh, heck no, man, I'm not using no gun." and I tell him, you know, I said, "You know what? You need to stop this life with the guns and stuff." And my daughter Maria, she married an American, and she's been married now for about 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah, but we come and go. But I at first I didn't like it here at all. I didn't like, you know, how people were treated. And I worked for the school district here in Sparks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought, okay. But they do well. They do well. You know, they're okay. But
I'm just hablando con la hijita que no tiene vida, ¿no?
Se portó.
Okay. All right. Thank you.